tell you about Anthony. He's a general contractor who uses subs for everything, and he sells all of his work at least a 50% gross profit. He has sold projects all the way up to $1 million at a 50% gross profit, subbing out all the work. And like I said, he is a one-man show with an incredible subcontracting team. They're strong, they're loyal, they have each other's backs, and he earns over $3 million a year at a 50% gross profit using just subs. And so today I want to share with you a few things of how does he do this. And the highlights that I'm going to give you are from a special training that Anthony did. He's also one of our coaches in the Contractor Fight Battleground program. I'm going to give you some of the highlights, three highlights from a training he did for our Battleground group where he went really deep on this stuff and helped our community there. Now, because I'm just giving the highlights, this is not an all-inclusive list of everything Anthony does, but it'll give you a place to start, and I'm excited to share these things with you guys. So the first thing that Anthony will tell you is that in order to build an amazing subcontracting team, you need to hunt for them consistently. That is a big problem. And I've done videos about hunting in your sales process and where contractors are slacking on that. And I also see it here when it comes to recruiting, whether it's employees or a subcontracting team. Guys, if you don't show up each and every day focused on building the team of subcontractors that you want, you're going to struggle. So where do you look? We get messages like this all the time. Well, where do I find the subs? See, when I get questions like this, I can't help but get a little jaded now and then. And part of me just wants to go, fuck off, you're not even trying. Because if you were trying, if you gave this 5 minutes of thought, you would come up with these things and then you would take the action and you'd be consistent in the actions and you'd get the damn results that you want. All right. But for those of you that are too lazy to do any fucking thinking on your own right now, I'm going to give you a few places you can find your subcontractors. Number one is your vendors. All right. Who are you buying stuff for? They sell shit to other people. Okay. Ask them, hey, who's the best framer that you know? And when I say best, like their people are polite. They pay their bills on time. Questions like that, that will give you some insight in, and you'll get them thinking a little bit. You know who's a really good framer is Joe Smith. That guy's rock solid. He's been a client of ours for years, pays his bills. He's never a problem. His guys are polite. Well, how you do one thing is how you do everything, right? So if they're polite at the vendor, they're going to be polite to you and your customers. You see how this works, all right? Another place you could look is go on Google and type in siding contractors near me and then look at the reviews. If they're in someone's property, in somebody's home, on their property, commercial, residential property, and they're getting great reviews, these guys are great to have it around and all these other compliments that they're getting, then they're going to carry that same experience over to you and your clients. And it's going to make you look good. The clients can be happy. Everything's going to be great. All right. You can also go to your home builders association. Join that. Okay. There's NARI for remodelers. There's all these different associations, guys. Join the one that makes sense for you and network and build relationships with other people. All right. Next is referrals from your other subs. You're really good subs. Well, good people hang out with good people. Good people work with other good people. So open your damn mouth, ask your subs. And then finally, go on social media. If you're looking for a painter, a plumber, this and that to sub your work out to, go on to your personal profile or go into the community groups or Nextdoor or anything like that and just go, hey, I'm a general contractor. I'm looking to level up the quality of my team. Who can share with me the best painting contractor that they know? And then when they drop those in there, you pick up the damn phone and go, hey, I put word on the street that I was looking for XYZ type sub. Your name popped up. I was wondering if it would make sense for us to have a conversation. All right. So I want to give you one quick time-saving hack on this whole thing when you are building your sub team before I move on to the second thing. And the hack is this. The number one quality that could be a red light or a green light for a subcontractor being a good fit for you is the way that they communicate, all right? If they're slow to reply to you when you reach out, and it takes them days to get back to you, that's a problem. If they're vague, in their communication, disrespectful. And I'm a pet peeve for this stuff. They text you back, they don't use a damn capital letter and have some sort of grammar skills and all those things. If you can't communicate well, they're going to bring that to your company and it's not going to help you. So yes, you can reach out to these guys, send messages, emails, phone calls. But the number one indicator for me is if they're not Johnny on the spot, bam, getting back to me, that's how they're going to be when they're dealing with me. Hopefully that saves you a bunch of time and headaches as you're building your sub team.
Fighters, I want to invite you to go to milehighprofitsummit.com and check out the lineup we have for you at Mile High Profit Summit this year in Denver, Colorado. I'm super excited because not only are we bringing you the theme of Sell Unafraid, we're also unlocking breakout sessions for the first time. We're going to dig into the numbers. We're going to dig into attracting higher quality leads. We're going to dig in how to sell using simple tools that are out there for you so that you can walk home with higher profits and a better quality of life. Go to milehighprofitsummit.com and come join us and hang out. And let's get real this year and change your life, change your business. I'm out.
Second thing that Anthony talked about on his training that I want to share with you guys is keep your unicorns happy, because that's what these subs are, right? You get a good sub, all right, that's like a unicorn, man. You want to keep them happy. You want to make working with you a benefit to their life. How do you do that? You pay them quickly. All right, don't nitpick them on price. Don't beat them up. There's a reason they're more money. If they communicate well and all the other criteria that you're looking for in a great subcontractor, they're going to cost more money. So don't bitch about how, oh, I can't be competitive if they're more money. No, you need to level up your damn sales skills and quit being a little bitch about it. All right, so you want to keep your unicorn happy, pay them quickly. All right, communicate with them like a beast. Be fanatical about the communication. Set the expectations early in the relationship of how this is going to work, all right? Why? Because if they're a good communicator, they're going to respect that. They're going to love the dialogue with you. They're going to love the fact that, man, I finally have a GC or a builder or whatever the hell you are that's subbing out to them that isn't trying to beat them up, that isn't keeping them in the dark about things, that isn't trying to help them succeed and be more successful, all right? Feed them work. That's a given. But listen, if you want your unicorns to be happy, all right, then you got to be making their phone ring with project after project after project. One of the best GCs I worked for, we did 50, 60 basements a year for them. And a couple times a week, I'd come downstairs and there'd be a new contract in my fax machine, all right, for XYZ job and this job and this job. And we had a great partnership. We talked about pricing. I gave them price lists for their cookie cutter basements that were nice custom cookie cutter basements, but they were all pretty much the same basement. Just we'd come in, we'd do this trim package. This is what it cost. You want a stain bar and all this gorgeous stuff here and woodwork. This is what it cost. A built-in is this, you know, wainscot or crown. We took the time to sit down and have these conversations with each other. So we were on the same page and he fed me shit tons of work for many, many years. Last thing here, guys, about keeping your unicorn happy is this. Have their back when necessary. Have their backs when necessary. When you, and this goes for employees too, but when you have the backs of your subcontractor, when something goes wrong, clients being a pain in the ass, treating them disrespectful, things like that, call a timeout and go, hey, listen, we don't do things like this in this company here. I'm not going to tolerate you talking to my team this way. All right. I've had to do that a couple times. You'd be surprised the loyalty that that generates. So guys, when you keep your unicorn happy and you get priority, that's why Anthony has such a successful subcontracting model and he's killing it in the money department, is because his subs know that he takes care of them. And so in turn, he gets priority. They give him their best. All right. When he needs something done quickly, he's told me they've left one job site to come over to his job site to bail him out and have his back. Imagine if your team of subs was doing that for you. What's the trickle down effect of that to the experience that your clients get, which in turn makes you look good? So guys, invest into them, help them win more, and you will win more in the end. All right, third thing, speaking of winning, help them win. Guide them, mentor them, coach them. You're successful in some things, help them be successful in some things. Give them feedback. Like, hey, if a customer made a comment about something that happened on the job site, pull them aside and go, hey, listen, I know things happen, but just to give you some feedback, because I know you always want to get better, and I know we're rowing in the same boat in the same direction here together. Let's try to dial this in next time. Give that feedback, good and the bad, okay? And give them the good all the time. Man, you guys knocked it out of the park on this thing, all right? Help them win more. You get more of what you draw attention to, all right? So whatever you want more of in your business, give more attention to that. You want your subs to keep doing a kick-ass job for you, then pat them on the back when they do, and they'll be more likely to give more of that in return. Give referrals to your subs of vendors that can help them win. Maybe it's a software company. Maybe it's a marketing agency. Maybe it's your CPA, your bookkeeper. All right. There's so many different vendors that all contractors use. Help them win in other areas. Okay. Wink, wink. You could also give them a link to the Contractor Fight and help them, you know, learn the things that we're teaching here on this channel. Okay. So give them resources to help them win. Ask them how things are going. Take them out for a beer or some wings now and then. All right. And just go, hey, dude, what's going on, man? How's your business going? How can I help you win more? What are you struggling with in your business right now? How have I let you down? I know we're moving fast with these projects. We got all these things going on. Rounds are flying all through the air around us because it's a war out there running a business. I just want to take some time, a couple times a year, to sit down and hear you out. Where am I dropping the ball that's making your life harder? Guys, when you show you care like that, it changes the game. Guys, play the long game with your subcontractors, just like you should with your employees. If their character is there, okay, this is key. If their character is there, they align with your values and they're willing to improve, then you can't go wrong playing the long game with your subcontractors. Guys, I hope this helps you out a little bit as you're building your subcontracting team. Imitate Anthony and the things I shared here today. Don't forget to like, subscribe to the channel, share this with another contractor. And if you want more help pricing your work to make money for you and your subcontracting team, go to thecontractorfight.com/50. And we got a tool there that's free for you to help you do just that. So just like Anthony, you can sell your work at a 50% gross profit while subbing everything out. You guys rock. I got to roll. I'm out.